is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Americans waited Thursday to see if vote count updates from several states would make clear the winner of the U.S. presidential election. A day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory, and President Donald Trump's campaign launched a series of legal challenges. U.S. news organizations have yet to project winners in six states: Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Projections on Wednesday put Biden as the winner in Michigan and Wisconsin, two states Trump won in the 2016 election. Biden could reach the 270 Electoral College vote threshold needed to win the election if he holds on to his leads in Arizona and Nevada. Trump, however, still has a path to victory if he can take back any one of the states where Biden is leading. The president is leading in other states that have not yet been called: Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska. The Trump campaign said Wednesday it will request a vote count in Wisconsin, where Biden leads by about 20,000 votes, and has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the count in Michigan, where Biden is ahead by about 35,000 votes. Hans von Spakovsky, a former member of the Federal Election Commission and now with the Conservative Heritage Foundation, said he expects legal disputes to contest the counting of ballots, the rejection of absentee ballots, the extension of time for absentee ballots. The death toll in last week's Aegean Sea earthquake has risen to 116 as rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir completed their searches of the final collapsed buildings. All but two of the victims were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city. Turkey's president has pledged not to give up until the final person is recovered. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police unveiled a dedicated hotline on Thursday for residents to report national security threats, sparking criticism that the measure will deepen swirling distrust in the already polarized city. China imposed a sweeping new national security law in June after last year's huge and often violent pro-democracy protests in the financial hub. Despite assurances that the law would not only target a tiny minority, its wording has outlawed a host of peaceful political views and helped to stamp out mass dissent in the financial hub. The hotline allows residents to send national security intelligence via text message, email, and the Chinese messaging app WeChat. The EU on Thursday called on Israel to cease demolishing Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank and lift a threat to demolish Palestinian schools, calling them an impediment towards the two-state solution. The statement issued by the spokesman for EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell came 2 days after Israeli bulldozers razed a Bedouin village near Tubas in the Jordan Valley, leaving its nearly 80 inhabitants homeless. Israel's army stated the homes were built illegally in an area used for military training. The EU statement said that half the Palestinians made homeless in the demolition were children. The mayor of Paris says her city will be placed under more restrictions to curb the worsening COVID-19 pandemic, including a requirement for more shops to close in the evening. This will entail shutting down certain shops selling takeaway food and drink at 10 p.m. local time, which would come on top of the existing national lockdown that has been imposed throughout France. President Emmanuel Macron imposed a new lockdown last month, forcing non-essential shops, such as those not selling basic foods or medicines, to close and making people use signed documents to justify being out on the street. France on Thursday condemned declarations of violence by Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and raised the possibility of new sanctions against Ankara. Erdogan has been feuding bitterly with French President Emmanuel Macron on a number of geopolitical flashpoints, and recently also France's fight against radical Islam. Turkey vowed Wednesday to respond in the firmest way possible to France's ban on the Turkish ultra-nationalist Grey Wolves, a group linked to a top ally of Erdogan. Turkey and France have been at loggerheads on the conflicts in Syria and Libya, as well as a scramble for natural gas in the Mediterranean, and more recently on Macron's vow to uphold secular values. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.